This is But You're Wrong with Keith Budela.
And Greg DiNicola.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. No. Just hanging out. I just watched a commercial with Wendy from Wendy's. She looks like she enjoys their food.
I did not know.
Huge.
What?
I said she's huge.
Well, that goes without saying. I assumed that from what you were implying by her liking their food. But who doesn't like Wendy's?
No, that's true. Wendy's, or locally known in Quincy as Wendo's, is a wonderful establishment. They've really been classing them up around here too. They got like nice tables and lights and free Wi-Fi. It's great. It's like
free
a little
Wi-Fi.
Cafe. It's like a little cafe in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
You know, if you look up the descriptions, like I have my World Almanac. I fucking love that book. But like there's all like big companies listed in there, and it has a description of what they do. You know, McDonald's, fast food, Burger King, fast food, Wendy's, quick service restaurant.
Oh.
I agree.
I definitely agree.
It's a wonderful establishment.
Love a good JBC.
Oh, the best. But
many a night was ended with you with JBCs.
Oh my god, all the time. You know, I've been seriously cutting down on my Wendy's intake lately.
As have I.
Yeah, it's sad, but you know what? It's got to be done. You know, you get to be an adult, and you just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm not liking this adult thing.
You start to think at some point you should be responsible, and
it's horrendous.
It's not good.
If I knew that I was gonna that being older was gonna be this bad, I never would have done it. But I don't know what I would have done, but I wouldn't have done it.
I mean, there's a lot of shit you can get away with the older you get.
No, it's true. I believe you told me one time that the only perks of getting older are whiskey and the pussy. But even then, it's not even necessarily worth it.
I don't know if it was the perks of getting older, but that sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, it was basically the two perks of being an adult. So yeah, I don't know. I pulled up a little article I wanted to read to you. Thought you might enjoy the story. It's about a very classy individual.
I didn't know.
His name is Charles Marshall.
Okay.
Oh, what?
I was going to ask if I had dated this classy individual.
Oh, no.
Clearly
I say,
have not.
I don't know. I mean, how many men have you dated?
I'm counting you. One.
Charles Marshall accused of having sex with teddy bear for fourth time. Charles Marshall of Cincinnati is accused of having sex with a teddy bear for the fourth time in the past 2 years. Marshall was arrested Wednesday after employees at a health clinic saw him masturbating with a teddy bear in an alley, according to a police report obtained. Marshall has three previous convictions for either public indecency or disorderly conduct with a teddy bear. This latest time, he was hit with a disorderly conduct charge.
So the charge wasn't actually, like, having sex with a teddy bear. It was disorderly conduct.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I guess technically it's not a crime to have sex with a teddy bear, but you probably shouldn't be doing it in public.
Well, yeah, but I was going to say, I mean, if you... let's say you cut a hole in a teddy bear.
Right.
And have sex with it. How is that any different than just jerking off?
I feel like it's probably going to take a hell of a lot longer.
I mean, that's probably true, but I mean, it's weird. It's definitely weird, but it's if you're doing it in the privacy of your own home, then it shouldn't be illegal necessarily.
No, I agree, but
but he's doing it in the back alley.
He was doing it in an alley. Also, Marshall was first busted in February 2010 when witness spotted him engaging a stuffed teddy bear in a men's room at a public library, which prompted a judge to order him to stay away from all Hamilton public libraries. He was again arrested in November 2010 and August 2011 for masturbating with a stuffed animal, teddy bear in quotes, and masturbating using a teddy bear in a public place where minors were likely to be present. I mean, I guess the library qualifies as that.
Yeah.
Well, I also sense. I also like that they throw in here, the police report notes that it is unclear whether Marshall used the same teddy bear on each occasion.
That was going to be my next question. Was it the same teddy bear?
The fact that they felt the need to note such a thing is amazing.
Well, if they arrested him, wouldn't they have taken that as evidence?
I don't know. I mean, you would think, but God, I mean, would you... I don't think I could touch it. What would you do with it? Would you give it back? You know how, like, you know, they keep your shit when you're in jail? Or from what I understand, I've never been.
Right, but they... I mean, they take your... They'll take your wallet and your watch and your keys and your belt and all that shit and put it in a bag, and then you get it back at the end. I know that for sure from The Usual Suspects.
Right.
And the beginning of The Blues Brothers. But...
Yeah.
Does he...
One soiled.
Yeah. One prophylact. That joke took me so long to get... Because I think I said that I watched that movie when I was pretty young.
Right.
And I didn't know what a prophylactic was.
Well, yeah, that's kind of tough.
And then finally when I figured it out, I was like, soiled. Oh. Oh, God. Wouldn't the teddy bear be considered evidence? Which makes me think that somewhere, like some warehouse where they keep police records, there is four boxes next to each other with this guy's name on them, and each one has a teddy bear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was thinking the same thing, that there has to be... Because they probably did keep it. I mean, what are they going to do? So there's probably an evidence room just with teddy bears with holes in them. Just filled with this guy's jizz.
And then if you believe the Toy Story universe, these bears come to life at night and talk and going, wasn't that fucked up?
They're probably pissed.
They have a little support group.
Well, at this point, they can form one. It's happened enough times. Oh,
yeah, do you think there are other stuffed animals in that same evidence room that other people had sex with? So it's four bears that were assaulted by the same guy, and then there's like a Hello Kitty doll and like a Dora the Explorer.
Oh, there's definitely a Dora the Explorer.
And like a stuffed monkey, and they all get together and they just talk about their and they go, I'm having a good week so far. I've managed to stay out of the drug supply in locker 15 and
Well, you got to imagine that this has probably happened with some other people because, I mean, Cincinnati, big town, also Cincinnati. It's disgusting. I'm sure there's a few creeps there that are having sex with teddy bears.
Have you ever been to Cincinnati?
No, but I've seen things. I have the internet, Keith. Have you?
No, I've never been to Cincinnati. I've been to the Cincinnati airport, which is actually in Kentucky. So maybe that's a sign that Cincinnati is so bad they can't even put the airport there. They move it to another state.
I mean, have you ever heard of anything good happening in Cincinnati?
There's the mighty Bengals of Cincinnati.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I mean, at least go with the Reds.
All right.
But still, no, there's nothing good about Cincinnati. But anyways, I digress. But this story kind of reminds me of, did you ever hear the story about the guy that was having sex with the snowmen?
No.
Yeah, yeah. He was caught running around a neighborhood with his pants down, and he was just running up to the snowmen that the children had made earlier in the day and just railing the snowman. And as messed up as it is, as funny as it is, I think the best way to look at it, if you want to be shocked, is just think of it as like a mom in the house. Like, your children made a snowman out, like a really, it was like a real wholesome day. They had the day off from school. They made a snowman out in the front yard. You're making dinner and you glance out the window and there's just some guy just fucking the shit out of the snowman. It, I don't know. It really puts things into perspective.
He wasn't finishing with each snowman, was he?
I don't even know how he could have been hard.
Yeah, I mean, it was cold.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can be hard in the cold, but it doesn't help. Trust me.
Yeah.
I did want to note that there is actually a... I don't know if I really want to call it a medical condition where people get aroused by teddy bears. I don't think I can pronounce this. Ursogallomatophilia? I don't know. But it's also known as plushophilia.
So, but isn't that like the people that dress up as like furry animals?
The furries? The fuzzies?
Yeah, whatever they're called.
I mean, I don't know if it's related, but that does happen. That shit's fucked up.
Well, I mean, I would imagine it would be related.
I guess, yeah, but at least there's people inside those suits. And then, like, they go back to their hotel room and they just get all sorts of weird. You can take that for whatever you want.
All sorts of weird.
Well, I mean,
they go back, they make hot chocolate, and they watch reruns of Touched by an Angel.
I was going to say Saint Elsewhere, but, you know.
But Touched by an Angel is so much better.
All right.
Because there's the woman with the Scottish accent. And she's like, oh, but that, oh, God loves ya.
Terrible impersonation. Oh, my God. All right.
Well, she did a terrible impersonation of an angel.
That's true. That show is not very good.
She didn't even have wings.
Ooh, okay. Let's see here.
What, you're looking up some furries?
The furries, yeah. Some furries enjoy the practice of dressing up in a costume that is typically designed after a fursona. These fursuits are usually worn at conventions, and a few are even designed to accommodate sexual situations. Some furries opt to wear a partial suit consisting of a head, tail, and paws instead of a full fursuit. Others may just wear a tall tail or various other pieces, while only a minority, about 15 to 20%, consider themselves fursuiters. They tend to be highly visible at events where many furries are present. To some furs, the sexual attraction to anthropomorphic animals, whatever, is part of what makes them furry. This is a topic of much controversy, as it has been the subject of early media attention, such as from Wired Magazine and Vanity Fair, lending it to become a common stereotype of the furry community at large. This has spawned a few groups in response, such as the Burned Furs, with a desire to discourage this angle or create a clear distinction between these furries and the rest of the community.
So what angle are they upset about?
I think that they're saying that
all furries dress up in complete outfits?
No, I think they're mad that people think that they always are going to have weird sex afterwards. I think that some people just do it, just dress up, and they go to these conventions. But I think...
And then, what defines weird sex?
Well, I think wearing these suits and having sex is pretty fucking weird.
That's what I'm saying. Is that what they're upset about?
I think so. Because, all right, if I say furries, right, what do you think?
I think about two people in bunny outfits.
Right.
Getting down.
Right, exactly. You always think of it being sexual. But I think these people...
And in complete outfits.
Yes, see, that's the way I think of it, too.
So, but what they're saying is that not everybody gets down in complete outfits. And some people, before getting it on, actually discard all outfits, all tails, heads, ears, whatever, furry stuff they're wearing, and then they just have normal sex like everybody else.
I think that these people are just mad that sex is the stereotype at all. Like, I think that these people just like going to conventions and being weird. I don't think that they go there for the sex at all. I think they're just mad that the first thing that me and you think of is the sex. Well, not me and you specifically, but...
Oh, so you're saying... So, basically, these people are like people who like to dress up in... Like, say, guys that like to dress up in women's clothes. Mm. And it's not necessarily sexual. They just like to dress up in women's clothes.
Exactly.
Like J. Edgar Hoover.
Right. He was very normal.
So these women are saying, these people are saying that they just like to dress up as furry animals, and it has nothing to do with sex.
That's what they claim, but what are you doing it for? I mean, it's almost weirder if you're not having sex.
I don't know which would be weirder. I don't know either.
There's a whole, like, you can read the wiki article. There's, like, a whole community here of the people who decide to have their fursonas. This is ridiculous. And there's whole articles, cartoons and games, spirituality, art and creativity, fursuiting, the sexuality. I don't know. Oh, non-furry furries.
So there's furry fandom.
Yeah. I don't even know where it comes from. Ooh, you can also, you don't have to be a furry. Include but are not limited to dragons and lizards, also known as scalies and herps.
I just found the website, I don't know... Westboro Baptist Church had anything to do with this, but there's a website, GodHatesFurries.com.
It sounds like something that they would definitely be getting behind.
Is a website dedicated to showcasing the dark, crazy side of the furry internet community. So I guess there's enough of a furry community that they feel a website to do against them.
Yeah, How could there really be that many people that do this?
I don't know. You're here because you're one of three types of people. You're either a furry, in which case you'll want to go to the contact page so you can learn how to complain about the site, or you know nothing about furries or what they are, so you should read the About Furries page, or you're not a furry, you already know what furries are, and you're here to get the lowdown on how to deal with them or just laugh at them.
Uh-huh.
Furries are members of an internet subculture known as furry. They're commonly people who enjoy anthropomorphic animals bearing the attributes of humans. Bugs Bunny is an example. Seems innocent enough, right? No. You or I might enjoy Bugs Bunny or Tom and Jerry cartoons or Chewbacca like a normal person. Are they putting down Chewbacca? What the fuck? But furries take their interest to an absurd extreme, an extreme never before seen. That is what makes furries so hilarious and worthy of mockery. Furryism is, at its core, the sexual objectification of animals. So this is what those other people are railing against, the fact that people think...
So,
that it has no, it's all about sex.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I'm just looking at a picture of a guy dressed up as a moose right now, drinking out of a straw, and It's hilarious. Man, these... Yeah, I just Google image searched furries. I was kind of hoping for a few more really fucked up photos, but... I mean, it's just mostly people making fun of them. I don't know. I almost feel bad. Not really. I mean, I don't actually feel bad, but I feel like these people didn't really do anything mean.
I'm reading the other side, and I'm thinking that these people are fucked up.
Which one? The furry haters?
Yeah. So what was the group that was upset? Burned furs?
Yeah, the burned furs.
Burned furs. Let's look at burned furs. Burned furs. Apparently they don't have a website anymore, but I can find them on wikifur.com to find out about them. It was the name of a movement to counter public acts of perversion within the furry fandom, which was active from 1998 to 2001. In 2005, a new group was created. So their mission statement was anthropomorphic fandom is being overrun by sexually dysfunctional, socially stunted, and creatively bankrupt hacks and perfs.
Wow. Hacks?
So burned furs beliefs. Many disputes over the exact nature of burned fur beliefs have... It's so hard to say burned fur. Burned fur beliefs arose. The group was often accused of wanting to impose some sort of anti-sexual vision on the rest of fandom, despite many members of the organization being creators of furry erotica. Certain members of the group were intolerant of gays, Christian furs, obscure fetishes, and or erotic artwork.
Wow. That sounds like some real messed up shit.
The burned furs were intolerant of persons promoting their unusual kinks or ideologies via the press, particularly when this gave the appearance of representing the furry community as a whole. And it says, throughout the manifest, Squee Rat... Oh, Squee Rat is one of the founders. Squee Rat...
Is that his birth name?
I will just say yes. Made clear that personal fetishes and unusual lifestyle choices were not a problem if kept as a private matter in private areas and within law. She opposed the public flaunting... Oh, it's a she. That was surprising. Flaunting of what most would consider socially unacceptable behavior. In particular, Shemaya for... So...
I also just realized that I was not on Wikipedia. I was on Furrypedia? They have their own Wikipedia.
Well, I'm on Wikifur.
Oh, that's what it was, yes.
Okay. Ironically enough, once abandoned, the original Burned Furs website was picked up by a pornography merchandiser. Some claim it was because the domain contained the name and keyword furry, but there were never any evidence of this. So, wait. There's also Baked Furs.
What are those, just furries that like to smoke a lot of weed?
By 2006, the present definition of a baked fur has changed to denote any furry who was part of the underground furry drug culture, either by deed or acceptance. Some Second Life members have come to prefer the use of the term 420 furs.
That's lame.
So here's what surprises me. I'm just going to assume that furries are people that like to dress up as animals and like cartoonish animals in the same way that some people like to cross dress. And that not all of them are sexual deviants. But there are some that probably are.
Yeah, I guess with any group there's going to be a few real creeps.
Yeah. But the thing that surprises me most is that this is apparently a huge subculture.
I mean, I'm looking right here.
There is enough of them to create a Wikipedia or a wiki site. There is enough of them to have conventions across the country. Like, they apparently have furry webcomics and furry fan fiction. Like,
I really want to know if there is some sort of a number on how many furries there are. I'd be really curious to know.
Let's look that up.
I'm reading here. In one survey, 33% of furries surveyed online, I hope they only had answers from three people, significant sexual interest in furry, and another 46% stated that they had a minor sexual interest in furry. The remaining 21% said they had no sexual interest at all. The survey specifically avoided adult-oriented websites to prevent bias. Differing approaches to sexuality have been a source of controversy and conflict in furry fandom, as we know. Examples of sexual aspects within furry fandom include erotic art and furry-themed cybersex. The term YIFF, Y-I-F-F, is most commonly used to indicate sexual activity or sexual material within the fandom. This applies to sexual activity and interaction within the subculture, whether online or offline.
Wow. Well, it said it was interviewing or surveying people that were furries?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are people that already are already into that.
Yeah.
And interviewing them about their sexual interest in fur. But, I mean, aren't you sexually attracted to people that have similar interests as you also?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that really even says anything.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like being like, oh, well, most people of a particular race are also attracted to people of their same race. I mean, like, yes, obviously. You're predominantly attracted to people who are more like you, you know?
Yeah. So, let's see. There's one thing that I was reading that said there's about 0.1% of Americans are furries, which means about 300,000.
Really?
Yep.
Point one?
0.1%.
That's 300,000? Wouldn't that be... Yeah, all right, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to bother doing the math.
No, that's crazy. I mean, that's a pretty decent amount of people.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be pretty huge.
I mean, that's like, that's a pretty good-sized city right there, full of furries.
But I guess, okay, so I'm reading more about this now, and I'm skimming it, but it looks like furries are originally supposed to be just anybody who's interested in animals that have human traits.
Yeah, I'm looking at a lion right now with really big tits.
I was actually just looking at more with at like Bugs Bunny and shit like that. I don't know what site you're on.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
this is
shit.
Go ahead.
The largest furry convention is actually held in Pittsburgh.
I was just going to say that. I just saw that.
Attendance in 2012, damn, I missed it, we'll round up to 5,200.
Well, that's not that many.
I mean, well, yeah, and that's the largest convention. So maybe it's not as big as I thought. But still, I mean, that's a pretty decent size. That's a pretty dedicated group to also have its own wiki.
I want to see some of these other conventions. If that's the biggest one, I want to see these conventions where, like, four people show up.
It's just held in a gymnasium. It's just real awkward. You just walk in thinking that you'll blend in, and, like, five people hoard you at the door.
It's like a middle school dance. What kind of music do you listen to at something like that?
Yeah, what do they play?
The Baha Men. Something really bad. There's no way that these people like good music.
Was the Baha Men the ones that did Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yes.
That was a great pull. Well done, sir.
Oh, God.
The Baha Men.
Yeah, that was a good song.
Did they do anything else?
I'm going to say probably not, but...
Whatever happened to the Baha Men?
Let's see.
Yeah.
The Baha Men. Oh, I can't even believe they have a wiki page.
So they were, the group was formed in the Bahamas, duh, in 1980 as High Voltage. In 1991, they changed their name to the Bahamen.
Yeah, their first album was named Junkanoo.
Well, that's because they created the genre Junkanoo. I don't know what Junkanoo is, but whatever.
I'm sure it's junk.
Look how many members there are.
Oh, wow.
And cast members. There are a lot of people.
I like that only one of them has their own wiki page, though.
In the 1990s, they began to aim for more mainstream music and achieved a short-lived popularity with the 2000s remake of Who Let the Dogs Out. So that means that there was an original version of Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, man. Yeah, by...
Is a song... Do you want to try saying Anselm?
Anselm Douglas was the original composed by Anselm Douglas.
Titled Doggy.
Does anyone really compose that song?
Well, I mean, I want to find this out now. Let's see if I can find it.
Who Let the Dogs Out earned the band several awards. A Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording, Billboard Music Awards for World Music Artist of the Year, and World Music Album of the Year, and a Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award. Is that where they give out the stupid fucking surfboard?
I don't know what they do anymore.
For Favorite Song. In 2002, they won another Kids Choice Award for Favorite Band. Oh my god.
This is...
I'm going to say something right now that'll absolutely disgust you. The Baha Men have as many Grammys as the Beatles had.
Mm.
If you ever, ever need to explain to someone why the Grammys are retarded, just bring that up.
So hang on, I'm listening to... I'm going to put the link to YouTube up on...
the book.
Yeah, up on the book. It's interesting. It's very different. It's actually not bad. But now, hang on. I'm going to listen to the Baha Men version now, because I haven't heard that in a long time. So the original version is more of a, I guess, like a classical, like more of a classic idea of like what the, like Bahamas music would be.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Okay. I'll allow it.
You can hear the, oh God, what's the drum called?
The
steel drum?
Yeah.
Steel drum.
How the hell did you forget steel drum? Stupid.
The steel drum. I was expecting to have a more complicated name. And it's not, at least the version that I'm listening to right now isn't overproduced.
Are you saying that the Baha Men's version was overproduced? It's too much going on?
Yes. Now, what's funny is the music video for Who Let the Dogs Out, I forgot. It starts out with a security guard watching TV, and I believe it looks like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire kind of knockoff that he's watching. And the question is, who let the dogs out? And then this security guard is apparently on patrol at the pound. And then all of a sudden, all the dogs come running out. And he goes, who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? And then it goes into the song. It's really bad.
That was what they came up with?
That was the introduction. And then they're singing. But there's also, I guess they're trying to tell a story in the middle. But they use that effect whenever they're singing. Like the fisheye kind of thing.
Oh, God.
You know, where it just kind of bubbles in the middle?
Yeah. Sounds terrible.
Oh, God. But this... So, Who Let the Dogs Out reminds me of...
pile of shit.
No. Believe it or not, it reminds me of Wedding.
Oh, God.
And, the minister looked like George Carlin, kind of. Like, he had a ponytail and a beard and glasses and...
Was he high as a kite?
You know, I don't know now that I think about it. Because during his sermon, he did bring up the song, Who Let the Dogs Out? And the fact that dog was God spelled backwards.
that's what he brought up during the middle of a wedding?
Yes. And I'm going, yeah, it does spell that backwards. I don't know. I can't remember what his point was, to be honest, because I was too stunned by the fact that he brought up the song Who Let the Dogs Out.
You know, if you rearrange the letters in Santa, you can spell Satan.
That's true. Did you know that on an airplane, you can't say, oh my God, but you can say, oh my Satan?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a list of banned words.
You can't say, oh my God.
That you can say, and I think it's actually specifically for, like, movies that they screen on the airplanes. I don't know if it still stands, but you can't say, like, oh my God, in a movie on an airplane, you have to change it to something else.
Really?
Yeah. Like, sometimes movies are actually pretty edited for flights. I don't know how much they still do it, but I know at one point they did. But, like, now that JetBlue has, like, TV channels on there, they can't really edit everything for it, so...
Right. Yeah, on my way back from Texas, I watched Groundhog Day. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know the movie Get Shorty that has the airplane crash.
Yeah.
That's kind of a key plot point. They changed it to a bus crash.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually filmed, I guess, a different version to screen on airplanes, which was a bus crash.
Wow. I can't believe they actually went, took that much effort to film a whole other sequence specifically for planes.
Well, they didn't show the bus crash, so they might have just avoided you really showing the bus crash, but yeah, but in addition to that, you can't say, oh my God, in an airplane. You can say, oh my Satan. But that was
no one says that.
But that was pointed out by, I think George Carlin did it. And he thought it was weird that you can't say, oh my God, in an airplane, but you can say, oh my Satan, because that's on the list of banned words.
I guess I didn't realize that there were banned words, but
well, yeah,
I'm not that surprised.
Now you can't say bomb in an airplane.
Well, that's just common sense. Kind of. I don't know.
And depending on if you believe some of the earlier podcasts we've done, you might not be able to say Kardashian on an airplane either.
That's true, actually, because they're into some shit. But I wanted to point out, just back to the Bahamut real quick, I mentioned the Beatles. Apparently, through MySpace, the Bahamut released a cover of the George Harrison hit My Sweet Lord.
Really?
Yeah, which I'm sure they did a fantastic job.
Wow. Okay. So the Bahamut coming back. Maybe.
Coming back with a vengeance. Well, they also do stuff for Disney soundtracks and Rugrats in Paris and Miss Congeniality. A lot of good movies.
So, the Bahamut.
I think that's about all I can squeeze out of that.
The Bahamut, almost as popular as... Yeah, no.
Cancer? Actually, no, cancer is quite popular.
The Bahamut, almost as popular as David Hasselhoff in Germany. Ooh. Actually, he's huge in Germany.
He's huge, yeah. Did you see the new Hasselhoff commercial for Cumberland Farms?
No.
Yeah. He like makes a sand piano, and then like this woman and her boyfriend show up, and the woman is all impressed that it's Hasselhoff, but he looks terrible. I mean obviously he's old and shit. But he drinks her iced coffee that she got from Cumberland Farms and then asks her if she wants to bang out a tune. I'm not joking.
Wow.
Good advertising.
Wow. If you watch David Hasselhoff videos on YouTube, it's pretty bad.
Oh, like the one when he's shit-faced and eating the hamburger on the floor?
No, I mean like his music videos.
Oh, yes.
There's one that he does that's hooked. He does Hooked on a Feeling, and he does Jump in My Car, and those are the only two that I really remember.
Yeah, I think I've seen hooked on a feeling, but other than that, I haven't really perused too much.
Jump in My Car, I think it's called Jump in My Car, or Get in My Car.
Like the Billy Ocean song?
I think, so. Maybe, I don't know.
As in Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car?
I don't know if he does that or not, but I forget what it is, but I remember that the car that he's in is basically Kit. Yeah, it really is Kit in the music video. That's another one that I'll have to put up, but because it's definitely worth watching, because he picks up a girl, and then I believe at the end he tells her to get out of the car.
Oh, yeah, because he's obviously too good for anyone willing to get into his car.
And I may be making this up, but in my mind, he kicks her out with an ejection seat.
Oh, my God.
But it definitely involves Kit.
Well, I don't think he has anything else going on as far as, like, cars go, so.
Yeah, and Baywatch Nights got canceled.
I liked Baywatch Hawaii. No, that's a lie. I did not, but...
Baywatch Nights was pretty funny, and I like that their tagline was, because it's cooler at night.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And he opened a private investigation office with the black cop, beach cop, that always drove the ATV
on
the beach.
Yes, the ATV, yeah. I was waiting for the day when he ran someone over with that thing, because he was reckless. I don't know why I'm analyzing it.
So it needs
to be mentioned.
Yeah. So I'm watching. So I found the jump. It's called Jump in My Car. But he is dancing in it, and it is awful.
I bet you're just being way too critical of the Hoff.
No, I'm really not. But yeah, Jump in My Car. Really, really interesting music video. I haven't gotten to the end yet, so I don't know if it's an ejection seat. But that's what I remember. But he's as famous in Germany as Debbie Gibson is in Japan.
Debbie Gibson's really famous in Japan?
I believe so, because she released a couple albums only in Japan. And apparently they weren't like platinum or something. So hang on. I'm about to find out if it's really... Yep.
He uses an ejection seat to kick the woman out of the car.
Yes. I don't know what she says to him right before that, but he pulls over and is yelling at her. And at one point in the music video, he has horns coming out of his head, like demon horns, and says, "Get out of my car." And she's trying to be like, "Well, no, I can do something right." And he goes, "No." And then hits an ejection seat and she goes flying out.
What was she going to do right? She gonna blow him?
I think that's the intention. I don't know. I was watching it without sound, so I'm really just piecing this together.
I still say that Dan Marino and David Hasselhoff may or may not be the same person. Have you ever seen them together?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they do look a lot alike.
Yeah, but I mean, you could say that me and Dan Marino are the same person because you've never seen us together.
You do not look like Dan Marino.
That's true.
But you know what? You do have the same amount of Super Bowl rings as he does.
All right. All right, that's But You're Wrong. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com, But You're Wrong, and on Twitter at BYW Podcast. I'm Keith.
I am Greg.
And if we don't see you through the week, we will definitely see you through the window.